Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Come on.
Bill, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Excellent. Well, I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Bill Kersija is the founder of Professional Success, Inc. He is the host of the Get Focused podcast. He's a communications expert, and he is an Armed Forces veteran. Thank you for your service.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, personal life. Let's see. Married, four kids, all ranges from 13 up to 22. Spent 8 years in the military where I learned a lot of discipline and process and really understood the importance of communication. Branched out into the civilian world and into the retail sales of automotive industry and found out that there wasn't any communication. So over the past 15 plus years, I worked in the automotive industry and then transitioned about 5-6 years ago into owning my own business where I do teaching, training, consulting. And my focus is on building a process that, you know, really emphasizes on proper communication, not only with the salespeople to the consumer, but an internal communication system within a business that's overlooked a lot of times. So. Yeah, that's really where I'm at right now.
I appreciate that. So when you say that, and I understand wholeheartedly the experience of being in an environment where there's really great processes and systems that need to be followed, and I'm sure that's what it has to be in the military. So good communication is essential. And then when you get into civilian life. You say that there was no communication. What does that mean?
So, you know, you find in the military, I'm going to use a term that some people think as a negative. I tend to think of it as a positive, and that's micromanage. In the military, everything is micromanaged. You know, when you're going to eat, when you're going to sleep, you know, where you're going to be, when you're going to be, and what you're going to be doing. And there's a lot of clarity in that. And that is why the result is what it is. And that's an extremely high-level military force, right, that accomplishes their mission. Well, when you transition into the civilian sector, micromanage becomes that I don't want to be micromanaged, right? I want my freedom and my own decisions, so on and so forth. But what happens is the clarity disappears. So I find that working with our company and many businesses that there are processes in place. There's great process in place, but the communication within that process is where the failure comes into play. You know, there's three elements, right? People, process, and technology. And the process and technology will be there, but if the people aren't operating and communicating properly within it, then it's going to fail. And that's what you find a lot of times is that there is no clarity because we tend to give people space and we don't know how to apply the right amount of management within the process.
Fascinating. And it makes all sense in the world. I hadn't really thought about it like that, right? Okay. Right. So you're in the military, you know, this is where you're going to be, when you're going to be there, what you're going to do. This is the time you're going to leave and all that. So it is crystal clear. And here we are. It's like, don't micromanage me. And because of that, there's ambiguity everywhere. And in today's world where there's so much sensitivity for good reason around every topic, space, like literal physical space between us because we're in different places,
right.
The challenges here are just going to be enormous.
Yes, and that's when it's so important, right? And it's not just having communications, having the right amount of communication. The right amount of communication between you and I will be different than me and someone else on the team, right? So understanding that and really practicing that to where it becomes habit and it becomes extremely successful. And we shy away from the idea of practicing communication, right? Because it doesn't sound like a sport or an activity, but it really is. We need to get better at it. And how do you get better at anything? And that's practicing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was, when I was in school, I studied liberal arts and I took some, interpersonal communication classes, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is the most obvious basic stuff ever. I'm like, oh, I'm going to get A's. And I certainly did. But then you kind of realize that, well, okay, that's just some stuff that I was born with and it's easy for me, but not easy for other people. But then fast forward throughout my sales career, I've taken so many different kinds of training, and then you realize communication is like anything else, and you just said this, but it's almost like it's a martial art, and there's different levels, and you get better at it. You get better at listening. You get better at asking questions. You get better at all those things. And to your point, I don't think a lot of people recognize that.
No, and in fact, I teach a middle and high school class online, because I feel that it's a skill. It's something that should be taught at the school level, right? Because what happens is I find a lot of students, they struggle in class because they're scared to ask questions. They're scared to communicate. And when we're scared of something, it's usually because we don't understand it. So once you teach someone the fundamentals and the pillars of communication and they get an understanding for it, then they're better at doing it. And being better at communicating will help you in math, English, science, any type of subject. It's just it's a foundation of life, right? It's what we do on a daily basis.
I think that's 100% right. I know I've the flip side of the coin of being a pretty good communicator is that I've never been very good at math. And the times that I was successful in classes were the times where I did have the confidence, or I was comfortable enough to talk to my teacher about how I was struggling and get some extra help. But if I wasn't confident enough to have done that, then I wouldn't have gotten the help, and I would have really struggled. So I think I think I can point to personal experience there.
Yes, and that's so key, right? We hear nowadays, you know, if you need help, ask for it, right? Don't be too proud. A lot of times, people need help, but they don't know how to communicate that. They don't know how to ask. And that ends up being more detrimental as it goes on.
Yeah. So you mentioned, and I'm probably going to get the term wrong. Did you say the foundation of proper communication?
So there's pillars of communication. Pillars. Correct. Yeah. So you have your basic listening, but it's assertiveness, authenticity, having an open mind, empathy, which is something that we all need to practice more of, right? Mm-hmm. Clarity, which is something that is overlooked, right? I talked about it a little bit earlier with, you know, the communication helps clarity within the mission, right? Or within the process, or within whatever needs to be accomplished within that job. And listening, of course, is very key to communicating. And a lot of times we live in a world where everything is reactionary. It's very quick. I talk about Elon Musk. I use him as an example, because if you ever listen to him in an interview, he has somebody asks him a question and he doesn't answer right away. You can hear him, if you're listening on a podcast and not watching, you can hear him thinking, right? And yep. He's really putting his words together and his thoughts together and formulating a good answer, right? And how important is that to understand that a pause before you speak, before you react, is so important. And these are pillars that you don't talk about, right? I mean, I learned later on in life because I looked for it, right? I was like, well, how do I get better at doing this? Well, you look at what are the skills involved, what are the foundational items, and that's how I've learned about this.
And that Elon Musk example is such a good one, because from my perspective, he's like a modern day Thomas Edison. He's probably one of the best thinkers that we have. And if that guy is, you know, he's just a shining example of the fact, okay, just because somebody asks you a question doesn't mean you have to, fire back an answer right away. You can take a second and really think about actually answering the question.
Absolutely. It does multiple things, right? It gives you that time to gather all your thoughts and everything, but it also shows a lot of respect to the person that's asking the question. You're giving them time to complete their question. A lot of times you'll hear people, and we're probably all guilty of it at one time or another, we'll cut someone off mid-question or mid-statement and almost try to finish what they were thinking or saying. And a lot of times we get that wrong. And it's not right to the other person. It's not fair to them.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the clarity piece that you've mentioned a couple of times, I think that is so many of our interactions. Well, I guess anytime that we're trying to persuade people, move them to from one position to the next, it's a sales function. And there's some people out there that don't think that they're in sales. And my thought process is, again, if you're trying to persuade somebody, then you are a salesperson. And there's so much ambiguity throughout so many different interactions that we have. And so it's such a simple thing about laying out, hey, here are the steps that we're going to be going through. This is what's going to happen next. But if you don't actually do that and put all the items on the table, then nobody's going to know.
100%. I learned early on in my automotive career that people hate buying cars because they never know what's going on. Right. They never understand, right? And all they know is that they think or they feel that they're being taken advantage of. And why is that? Because there isn't clarity. I always sat down and laid out the process. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this, and then this is going to follow. So when someone knows what's around the corner, they're more inclined to walk around the corner. If they have no clue, they're hesitant. And sales, you hit the nail on the head. My class was originally called Confidence in Sales. And, I'm sure a lot of parents are like, I don't want my child to learn sales. But in all actuality, the reason why I wanted to build confidence in young students was because they're going to, not only it helps them in the current classrooms, but you have to interview for college, you have to interview for jobs, tech schools, whatever you're going to go into in life. And if you don't think an interview is sales, then there's something wrong, because you're selling yourself, right? And what you bring to the table. And if you don't know how to do that, you're going to fail. So why not learn the skills that come along with sales? Sales isn't a dirty word.
Nope.
It's a part of life. And it's honestly, in my world, it's all about the communication. I'm not going to hide anything. I don't want you to feel like I am. Therefore, I'm going to be really clear and concise, because I wouldn't want someone to do that to me.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. So I think that these pillars are so valuable for your professional life, in our personal lives. Obviously, because that's what we do is we communicate with the other human beings. And right. Thinking about it in terms of, I just had a conversation with a really good friend about what's been going on with Black Lives Matter and George Floyd, and right. Having the conversation right up front and sort of laying the groundwork, or I don't want to call it the rules of engagement, but saying, hey, this is going to be a really difficult conversation, but we need to give ourselves a little bit of grace and space that we're going to make mistakes. We're probably going to say things wrong, and we're not going to, kill the other person just because, and that's poor language. We're not going to beat the other person up or dogpile them for saying something wrong. And, we're going to have an open mind. We're going to be empathetic. We're going to listen. And I'm just going to tell you what I really think and feel. So if you can master these, or at least start to practice them, it'll really serve us kids, adults, really everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times we don't even understand what they are. And that's the issue, right? We think we know how to listen. We think empathy is a hot topic right now. Everybody uses it, but do they really understand what it is? Right. And practice empathy. Just like I said, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I want to learn how to play basketball. You go and you practice shooting the basketball. But do we practice learning empathy or listening? You know, there are exercises and different things that you can do that will improve your abilities and your skills within it.
Are people surprised when they hear that?
Yes, because it's not what you don't ever think of practicing communication, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yes, all the time.
And that, you know, I think that probably a lot of people would say, well, that's kind of an innate thing if I have high emotional intelligence. But in fact, it's not. And if you're not practicing, then these are muscles that will probably get weaker as well. So,
yes. And the interesting thing to me with it, when we work with businesses, are everyone knows what they want accomplished in their head. Every manager, every leader, they understand what they want the final result to be within their head. And it's easy for them to see it. And a lot of times they don't understand that the people that need to do the work to accomplish this mission don't see it the same way as you unless you explain it to them. And it's just that simple, but it's overlooked, right? I with the students, I talk about brushing your teeth. It's something we do daily, hopefully multiple times a day. And if you don't put the toothpaste on the toothbrush first, then it's pointless, right? So, you know, it sounds simple, easy, but it is a process. And if you're teaching someone something for the very first time, you need to spell it out in steps, very simple, so that they complete it the right way.
Yeah. Amen. I love it. Well, Bill, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, just, you know, practice your communication. I started in sales, and, you know, I have always worn a tie, and I used to practice my meet and greet, my introduction while tying my tie. It's as simple as that. Yes, you're talking to yourself, but it's okay. But then practice with your loved ones, your family members, because if you can get comfortable talking and communicating with people that you see on a daily basis, when you go out there and you run into someone that you don't see on a daily basis, it's that much easier.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on.
Come on.
And that's stuff that I do all the time. So I can absolutely echo the value in that. And I would even go so far as to call it a necessity. And so, yeah, if you don't know what, in certain situations, how it is you're going to introduce yourself or describe what it is that you do, just write it down, commit it to memory, get better at it, practice. I love it. Yeah. Well, Bill, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Yes, my website's professionalsuccesssouth.com. All my information's there, all the links to my social and everything else where you can get to know us or work with us.
Perfect. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Bill your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to professionalsuccesssouth.com and find Bill and all the different ways that you can get involved. And the podcast is on there too.
Yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Bill.
Thank you so much for having me.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we are all in this together. Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.